It was called Miracle Rice. Beginning in the 1960s, high-yielding rice varieties were developed that helped ward off famine in Asia. At the time, their voracious appetite for inputs like water, fertilizers, and pesticides was a secondary concern, says Colorado State University rice researcher Jan Leach.
Then they had, okay, we just need more yield. We need to produce more rice. Now we can step back and say, okay, now we know how to get more rice. Now let's think about how to get more rice and be sustainable.
Sustainability has become a key concern at the center that first developed Miracle Rice. Today, the International Rice Research Institute, or IRI, is working on what it calls green super rice. Green meaning environmentally friendly because it will grow as much or more grain with fewer inputs. And super because it will be better able to tolerate drought, flooding, salty water, insect pests, and more. Jauhar Ali is a senior scientist at IRI.
All this will be combined into one, plus disease resistance also. And not only that, we will do it in what they like to eat.
If it sounds like a big job, that's because it is. Each one of those traits can be controlled by multiple genes. Combining all the right genes into one plant without using genetic engineering takes a whole lot of plant breeding, says Anna McClung, head of a major U.S. government rice breeding center.
The magnitude of what they're doing is really quite unique and tremendous. You know, we're talking about, I don't know, tenfold more than a regular program would do. Maybe it's hundredfold more.
The project spans 16 countries. IRI and the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences have spent the last 12 years mating hundreds of different varieties from the world's largest rice collection. Colorado State's Jan Leach says with that many varieties to choose from, researchers can find valuable traits hidden in the rice genome.
Many of the traits are present, but they're not turned on until you get them in the right genetic background, or sometimes in the right environment.
For example, some of the genes that help a new variety survive prolonged periods underwater came from a variety that would drown in those conditions. The genes were there, they were just switched off. Ironically, that plant is fairly good at surviving the opposite extreme, drought. Several first-generation green super rice varieties should be available to farmers in 8 target countries in Asia and 8 in Africa in about 2 years. These varieties combine lower fertilizer needs with some of the other traits. Meanwhile, researchers continue stacking more traits into new varieties to help farmers produce more with less in order to feed a growing world. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.